I wanna visit Dogland and run with the Powerpups. You've got to love their style and how they never, ever, ever give up. Who loves dogs? Who loves dogs? Rise to the challenge. No one here is average. We are the Powerpups. You know we never. Hello, friends, and thank you for tuning in for episode 8 of season 1 of The Adventures of Power Dog in Dogland. Do you remember where we were when last we gave a listen to this story? Power Dog had snuck into the Great Hall of the Phoenix to eavesdrop or secretly listen in on the grown-ups. He had finally gotten a bite to eat, and he'd heard quite an earful as well, and his mind was reeling as he raced down the winding paths of Meowie back to the cozy napping cottage where his big brother Fetcher and his cousin Bestie, Tuffy, were curled up fast asleep. When he got back, the room was just beginning to fill with soft light of early morning, and that was Power Dog's true, absolute favorite time of day. His parents had marveled at how he was so happy to be a morning dog, a night owl dog, and a no-napper, an apparently odd combination among the dogs of Dogland. I know we mentioned the word for night owls before, nocturnal, but did you know there's actually a word for animals that love dawn and dusk? Also known to some folks as golden or magic hours because of the lovely light, the word, so cool, is crepuscular, which can either refer to the times of day known as twilight or refer to animals that appear to be more active during these magic hours. If you have or know a pet cat, then they might be a crepuscular individual. And they may also be nocturnal, which you remember, right, means active at night. Now, humans are typically diurnal by nature. Animals, people, and even aliens that are diurnal are active during the day. Power Dog defies all of these terms, referred to as chronotypes, as he loves being awake at any time of day or night. At best, he could be described as crepuscular because he loves the dawn and the dusk the most. Are you a morning person? Are you a night owl? Are you also crepuscular? I think I am, because I love magic hour, and I especially love a good sunset. Now, back to Power Dog, who was just about to wake Fetcher and Tuffy, when the two dogs' eyes popped right open. Tuffy wasted no time, bounced right up onto all fours and looked around eagerly. Fetcher, on the other hand, very slowly and deliberately stretched out all four corners of his body and yawned as he slowly rose. His stretches and yawns were contagious, and all three were stretching and yawning. Tuffy padded quietly over to the corner and closed his eyes, scrunching up his face. "Hey, Tuffster," said Fetcher, "are you trying to use your powers of connection? Have you gotten a sense that Taffy is trying to use her powers of connection, too?" Tuffy looked over his shoulder sheepishly, thinking about how his sister had always felt uncomfortable with their power of connection. She was more of a physical dog. She was sporty, and she loved martial arts and swimming more than anything. And he was certain her plans to transfer to the Dogland Seas Institute were mostly motivated by a desire to swim and surf and play all day long. "Yeah, I thought maybe after a good sleep, I could reach out and maybe she would be reaching out too. I could feel her energy at the college right after they disappeared. Power Dog nodded. Is there anything that we can do to help you make the connection, Tuffy? Both Fetcher and Power Dog put a paw on Tuffy. Tuffy smiled warmly, closed his eyes, and quietly hummed just a little as he scrunched up his face. After a moment, his eyes popped open. He grinned and said, Yep, I feel her energy again. I do.
Yes,
exclaimed Power Dog and Fetcher. Hi, Paw, hollered Fetcher. The dogs bounced up and slapped paws happily. Fetcher was excited and raring to go. We are absolutely going to find Taffy and TikTok. 1,000%. Tuffy smiled at Fetcher and asked, does Cody know anything about where they are or what will happen? Do you know? Fetcher smiled back and then looked down. I'm sorry, Tuffy. We didn't talk about it. Cody only sent me to intervene in matters relating to the volcano. Cody doesn't see and know everything. Just sometimes he can see the future. And I have learned that most things we worry about tend to work out. So now let's go see what the Phoenix and Mom and Dad have figured out. Fetcher paused for a minute as he looked at Power Dog and asked, hey, why are you wearing my cape? And what's that you've got there? Power Dog handed both of them a delicious Dogland banana. Then he put the weird metallic suits and the metallic stone chalice he'd taken from Dr. Leonard's table on the floor in front of them. He took a deep breath as Tuffy and Fetcher looked at the things, then back to him, then back to the things, then back to him. Guys, he said, listen, I'm flying into that volcano today. Meanwhile, Taffy could feel every muscle in her body tense up as she peered up to the very bright stars that felt closer to them with every passing second. She hoped that by tightly gripping every muscle that grips, she could stave off any sense of panic. TikTok also looked up at the stars beyond the snoozing creature. I don't want to freak you out, Taffy. The stars here move faster than they do at Doglaska or Lictopolis or the college, and I've seen this before. Taffy looked up at the bright, swiftly moving stars and gasped. TikTok? Are we out in space somehow? Is that what you're thinking? I don't actually know, said TikTok. But I've had a lot of time to think about this while both you and this mysterious individual were sleeping. Taffy nodded, looked at the creature, and wondered just how long it had been and just how tired might TikTok Bunny be. Taffy, I'm having a hard time seeing a way out of this, and I'm a hopeful, positive bunny. I'm just not sure what we can do next. But we need to know what happened to the others, and we need to find out where we are. Do you think you could use your power of connection to reach out to Tuffy? Maybe to your mom's? Tears began to well up in Taffy's eyes. She missed her mom's and her brother so badly. She shook her head and wiped her eyes. She did not want to think about that right now. She was a dog of action. Our powers of connection are, well, they've always been Tuffy's thing. She was embarrassed to admit that they had both fallen a little behind in school because she was so reluctant to embrace her mental powers. And now was a time to see just how important powers like this could actually be. TikTok nodded. Oh, Taffy, I get it. To be honest, and I've never told anyone this before, I never thought I could learn to meditate or use any mental powers. What? You? But you teach meditation. Taffy was shocked. Well, I trained with some of the best to learn the value of mindfulness powers, and well, eventually, I did come to love it. For one thing, I had never realized before that it can basically be a secret weapon. Also, I had never realized that a lot of the things I already like doing, like listening to music and gardening, are kind of mindfulness. Taffy nodded, thought about these revelations TikTok had trusted her enough to share, and then perked up. I love to swim and just listen to the ocean waves. Is that mindfulness? Could that help my powers? Yes, yes, it could be. TikTok was perking up too. I love to kick, flip-flop, and bounce the day away. But I have found over time that I also love to sit still and just be. I love to sit in the gardens and just listen to every sound, to try to listen to only a single blade of grass, or to hear a tiny doggerfly's wings gliding on the wind. Taffy closed her eyes as he spoke, and imagined the gardens, the blade of grass, and the doggerfly's wings. See? There you are. Are you imagining, listening? You are being very still. Now, what do you notice? Just observing, that is the start of the power. Taffy wiped away her tears, nodded, and raised her chin with pride. She knew she had yet to discover everything she was capable of, and she was feeling better about giving her mental powers of connection a try. She started to scrunch up her face like her dear Tuffy does when he focuses in on his power of connection. TikTok went on. Besides, if this individual keeps sleeping, then we may end up having all the time in the world, or wherever we are, he said a little nervously. Taffy smiled through her scrunched up face. She realized how grateful she was to have TikTok by her side. If she was going to be stuck somewhere strange, he was a pretty good bunny to get stuck with. Then, as if on cue, TikTok and Taffy's tummies rumbled. And as they both reached down to pat their tummies, the creature's body shifted and echoed with what certainly seemed to also be a tummy rumble. Well, said TikTok. Sounds like our tummies are all talking to each other. Is that a start? She began to laugh a little. Then stopped short, because suddenly she could feel Tuffy's energy. Meanwhile, back on Meowee, Dogwings was giving a presentation in the Great Hall of the Phoenix. Scientists from all parts of Dogland were quietly listening, and President Sandals was standing next to him, brimming with pride as he helped dogs feast at the buffet of the finest foods Hawoofy had to offer. Thank you all for coming, said Dogwings. The Phoenix have been studying the volcano on Hawoofy ever since there have been Phoenix on Meowee, and throughout their studies and findings, they have developed reason to believe that more eruptions could come and that the islands could be damaged by sinkholes and lava. Dogwings continued. We have all assembled a massive body of research allowing the Phoenix scientists to help predict where land might be affected by mudflows, lava, sinkholes, all helping our farmers on Hawoofi tremendously. Although not a soul was harmed this time, Mom Sly, standing next to him, beamed with pride because she knew it was her son who had saved the day, and she scanned the crowd for the three pups. Poor things, she thought. They must be exhausted from yesterday, and she assumed they were still sleeping back in the cozy napping cabin. Not a soul, Dogwings repeated. In the wee hours of daybreak, Mom Slice and I flew where we could to survey the damage, and what we saw, we could hardly believe. A grand plume of black ash and smoke reaching all the way to the very top of the sky, so far that it was clear that it is a good thing that neither Hawoofi nor Meowee have any floating moons. As many of you know, Dogwings continued, legend has it that eons ago, before we had written word and even common language, Hawoofi and Meowee were all one large land. There were a few small tribes of dogs, and one of the tribes was what would become the Great Society of the Fennecs. It is said that late one night, a huge noise was heard by all, and the center of the land fell into the Dogland Sea, separating the tribes to two lands, Hawoofi and Meowee. Some tribes even took to the seas and became the Great Society of the Hawoofi Sea Dogs. He nodded to a large white dog with spots seated close by. The dog nodded back to Dogwings and smiled graciously. Meanwhile, back in the cozy little napping cabin just down the path. Did you just say inside, as in inside the volcano? Asked Tuffy. Fetcher put down his second Dogland banana and said, So seriously, what? Did you just say inside the volcano today? Power Dog drew in a deep breath. And he blurted out, listen, okay, I snuck into the hall in the middle of the night, okay? And, well, they have a lot of plans, and they think there is a chance that the two events, the monster and the volcano, are somehow related to each other. Fetcher's mind was reeling, and so was Tuffy's. What? Said Fetcher. Yeah, said Power Dog. And they need the freshest hot lava they can get. Like so fresh it's still magma, for some sciencey stuff. But you know Mom, and she said she would never let me go into the middle of the volcano, but come on, Fetcher, you know I can handle it. I have heat resistance. And if there's like any chance at all that getting fresh lava will help them figure out where Taffy and TikTok are? I don't know, Power Dog, even in a volcano? A volcano? Questioned Fetcher. How could getting lava help find my sister? Asked Tuffy. Well, I don't know for sure, but they were talking along those lines. And seriously, you guys, if there's any chance, then I'm going for it. And I grabbed these suits that the Fennecs made, and I grabbed their hot lava collection thingy, and I'm going. Hey, maybe you two could go along to the hall and just kind of cover for me. At this, both Fetcher and Tuffy did a banana spit take.
No way,
they both barked in unison. Yeah, no way, Power Dog. We're coming with you, said Tuffy. Yeah, agreed Fetcher. Oh, thank dogs, said Power Dog. Do either of you know how to drive a Fennec boat? Why? Asked Fetcher. I have Cody's Dogmo speeder. It's better than any boat and will get us there twice as fast.
Yes!
Another three-way high paw was in order before they all three donned hooded capes, tucked the heat suits and chalice out of sight, and headed for the boat docks. That's all for today. Tune in next time to find out what happens next. Now, I'm joined by my 6-year-old co-author for a dog joke and some nice science talk. Hi, Hank.
Hi.
So, Hank, just one little science-y thing I want to slide in here.
Okay.
Because there's one really cool science word I didn't get to in the story. Do you want to know what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Vespertine. Mm-hmm. That means of the evening or of the night.
Mm-hmm.
So, Hank, why is a tree like a big dog?
Why?
They both have a lot of bark.
Okay. That's really funny.
I think it's really funny, too. And once again, listeners, thank you. We hope you subscribe and join us next time to hear more of this story. Stick around to the end for another great song. This time, we're going to treat you to the sweet sounds of our cousins, Olivia and Charlotte Marks, also known as the Sempre Sisters. Sempre is a musical term meaning always, and they are always sisters. Olivia and Charlotte have been playing fiddle and cello in beautifully crafted arrangements since they were both knee-high to a fiddle themselves. It is not lost on us how wonderful it is to have a musical family. We will post links to their work, which you should definitely check out, because you have not lived until you have heard their mashup and strings rendition of Beat It and Tonight. It is sublime. Enjoy this medley called Owl Creek Set, Huckleberry Reel, Miss Lyle's Reel. And if you liked what you heard, you can see more content at our website, PowerDogAdventures.com. There you can sign up for our infrequently emailed newsletter and also send us some good dog jokes. And we'll be forever grateful if you feel like telling your friends about the show. Special thanks to the inimitable Jason Rourke, who makes these stories sound extra good with his wise counsel, recording, sound design, and even original music. Additional thanks to our friends, family, and community. Thank you as well to a group of wonderful experts and artists listed on our website for guiding us through this process to bring these adventures to you, dear listeners, to whom we give our deepest gratitude. Season 1 of this podcast is made possible in part by funding provided by the Regional Arts and Culture Council in Portland, Oregon. Thank you, RAC.